Yeah, okay. Or a pocketbook or what else?
These other, totem bag that they carry a lot of times.
What's another word for something you might carry?
Shopping bag.
Well, along the same lines as a pocketbook.
I see.
Starts with a P. Very short.
Purse, yeah.
Okay, something that a woman would wear around her arm, with, yeah, around her wrist.
A charm bracelet.
Right, okay. And suppose there are a lot of little things strung up together and used to go around your neck as an ornament. What might you call these?
Around your neck.
A string of them.
Oh, beads?
Yeah, so then you'd call it a...
A string of beads.
Okay. And men don't always wear belts, and if they don't, they may wear...
Suspenders.
Okay. And
or gallus suspenders.
Oh, is there, have you heard...
Gallus, I heard.
Braces? Is that...
No, let's see. I've heard them called gallus, but suspenders is the correct name.
Okay, what do you call it? A black thing that you, it's got spokes, practically, you carry it around when it's raining.
An umbrella.
Right, okay.
Or a parasol.
And what do you call the very ornate things you throw over a bed? It's the very top thing.
Oh, a spread or... We used to call them counterpanes. There used to be counterpanes.
Or have you heard the word coverlid or coverlet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard coverlid too.
And the thing you sleep on, the thing you put your head on, pillow.
Pillow.
Okay.
You've never seen those, I don't guess, but they used to make pillow shams.
What, coverlid?
Just work them, embroidery them, and fix them, and they'd have big high pillows, and then they'd pull these pillow shams down over them.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful things.
Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
A bolster.
Oh, okay. Could you describe that? I mean, how would it be comparable to things that people use in beds now? Is there anything?
No. It's just like a pillow, only it's a big long. It's as long as the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not as long as bed. Wide as the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And just about the size of a pillow. And has a big old long case goes on it, just like you would on a pillowcase for a pillow.
Boy.
And they called it bolster.
Okay. And a piece of, it's like a blanket, and they're little pieces of cloth all put together.
A quilt.
Okay. And see, often children will have overnight guests, and you just kind of put a quilt down on the floor.
Make a pallet.
Okay. And if you have a field that, is unusually rich and you have a very good yield, you might say the soil is very
rich.
Or something starts with it. Yeah. Or if you had a
fertile.
Right. Okay. What do you call flat, low-lying land along a stream?
You call it bottom land.
Okay. And low-lying grassland.
Starts
with an M.
Yeah. I can't think of that one.
Like meadow?
Meadow.
Or is that not necessarily low? Maybe I asked it wrong.
Yeah, meadow.
What do you call lowland?
Down in the meadow.
Very, a lot of water in it.
Oh, you call that bottom land?
Well, if there's a whole lot of water in it.
Swamp.
Right,
land.
Okay.
Swampy land, where you can't grow anything.
What do you call places where hay grows along the sea?
Along the sea?
Mm-hmm. Or I shouldn't say sea, but say river.